With Montana News, I'm Corin Keats Carney. Wednesday brings another round in the decades-long fight over whether to allow energy development on the U.S. Forest Service land in the Badger-to-Madison area just south of the Blackfeet Reservation. A special government historic preservation council will hear arguments for and against allowing an energy company with a lease there to drill an exploratory well looking for oil and gas. Among those opposing drilling is Bruce Babbitt, who was Secretary of the Interior under President Clinton. He is now an honorary director of the World Wildlife Fund and president of Rain Tree Ventures. Babbitt says the Badger to Medicine is a special place.
West across the Great Plains, and gradually you see this enormous alpine front. It looks like the Himalayas. It just comes straight up out of nowhere. It's a huge fault thrust.
Babbitt says drilling shouldn't be allowed to disrupt the ecology of the region and unearth the tradition of the Blackfeet people. The Badger to Medicine was a part of the Blackfeet Reservation until a treaty with the U.S. government in 1896.
The incredible richness and diversity of plant and animal life as you make this transition from the high plains up into the true Rocky Mountains. It's a remarkable place.
Others don't see it that way. William Perry Penley, president of Mountain States Legal Foundation, represents a leaseholder on the Badger to Medicine who wants to drill.
You're talking about an area that has a railroad through it, it has a pipeline through it, has a road through it, Highway 2 goes through it. We're not talking about a wilderness area. We're not talking about an area where a man is a stranger and does not remain. We're not talking about some pristine area that has never seen activity.
Penley's client, a Louisiana company called Solenex, leased 6,200 acres of Badger to Medicine in 1982 for $1 an acre. At the time, the Reagan administration was committed to increasing production of oil and gas from federal lands. The company's permit to drill was first approved in 1985. It was later finalized in 1993 after more than 70 appeals. But when President Clinton took office, the abbreviated environmental impact statement issued for the energy development wasn't thorough enough for then-Interior Secretary Babbitt. So in 1993, he suspended the leases for a year, hoping groups could find compromise about the land.
My feeling was there had not been the mandated environmental compliance. A whole variety of factors. I just put the lease in suspension, hoping that the parties would eventually work something out. Obviously, that has not happened.
His decision was consistent with those of federal courts at the time. They found problems with other oil and gas leases granted in Montana around the same time as those in the Badger to Medicine. Courts suspended leases in the Deep Creek area south of there, saying they violated the National Environmental Policy Act. In 1998, Babbitt suspended the energy leases on the Badger to Medicine indefinitely, saying it was necessary to comply with the National Historic Preservation Act. That was nearly 20 years ago. William Perry Penley says his client Solenex has been waiting too long. In 2013, he asked a judge to get the Interior Department to take action on the suspended leases.
The United States government issued him a lease in 1982 and said, you can drill on this lease. And if you make a discovery and you produce, you will pay a royalty to the United States for the production you make. And you have a legal right to drill there.
The environmental impact statement on Solenex's application to drill exploratory wells said the chances of any one well they drill would result in substantial returns are small. It said that there's only a 5.5% to 7% chance that an oil and gas well would ever go into production on the Badger to Medicine. But William Perry Penley says there's good potential for productive wells there.
We have known for a long time, geologists have known, that this area has tremendous potential for oil and gas development. And if he were able to drill and made a discovery, it would be wonderful news. It would be great news.
The Blackfeet tribe doesn't see it that way. Some Blackfeet say they should have never lost the land in the treaty that turned the Badger to Medicine in what is now a section of the Lewis and Clark National Forest. In 2004, the Blackfeet sent letters to leaseholders asking them to give up their leases because the tribe sees the land as sacred. In 2006, Congress acknowledged the land's cultural and ecological significance and prohibited any further oil and gas leasing on the Badger to Medicine. Former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt.
That is a very big statement. That is a national policy statement about the primary cultural and environmental importance of this area, and obviously taking into account the important opinions of the Blackfeet tribe. After all, this is their historic area. It's not formally a part of the reservation, but they've been there for a long time. They've got a lot of use rights. It's been melded into their cultural and spiritual values, and the United States Congress has recognized that.
After Congress acted, five leaseholders agreed to give up their leases, but four, including Solonex, did not. And in 2013, Solonex filed a lawsuit saying it had waited too long with the suspended lease and a decision had to be made on whether the company could drill an exploratory well. In July, United States District Judge Richard Leone agreed, saying, quote, "No combination of excuses could possibly justify such ineptitude or recalcitrance for such an epic period of time." Bruce Babbitt agrees with that point.
The fact is that there's time for the decision maker to look at all the evidence and make a decision. Now, that decision maker is the Department of the Interior. They have the legal authority to cancel the lease. They clearly should make a decision promptly. That's in everybody's interest.
But Babbitt says if it were up to him, the leases would be canceled. Right now, the Interior Department is reviewing whether Solonex's lease was granted illegally because of insufficient environmental review. The department's timeline for a decision on whether to allow drilling is scheduled for November 30th. In the meantime, there is this week's hearing in Shodo about the historic and cultural significance of the Badger II Medicine. It's still unclear whether the historic council holding the hearing will come into play in ultimately deciding whether drilling will be allowed. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.